Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 460, intended for broadcast September the 9th through September 23rd, 2016. I'm Brady Murray, and I'm joined in the studio today by Dr. Jerry Plummer, who's back from Miami at the HFCC B16, I believe.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back, actually. I know it's hot here, but it's a different kind of hot there, you know. I guess, you know, how do you say you get used to your surroundings and the heat up here, I guess I got a little bit more used to than theirs. You remember when it was Dominican Republic at HFCC?
I do. But I didn't remember it being as bad as people describe, because it was a nice wind blowing. Sure, it was
there
hot.
There was.
And when you say you get used to your surroundings, the summers, I think, in Nashville can be oppressively hot.
I think so.
And I think that we never have a chance to get used to that, because we really do have four seasons.
We do.
In Nashville, Tennessee.
No doubt. I can think of some of these winters when you and I have been talking.
We've had harsh winters. We always have spectacular falls.
We do.
For listeners around the world who may do that kind of thing for vacation, I mean, Tennessee is where you go for that, right?
Oh, yeah.
East Tennessee, especially, folks go to look at the different trees and leaves that fall.
Colors changing a little tough on you, you know? But, it is. Tennessee's a real mecca for this time, you know, temperatures changing and stuff like that. But, you know, I sometimes complain about the cold weather and then the heat, but I do kind of like the change in the seasons.
I do, too. I think there's something very natural to it, and it's just very enjoyable. In the United States of America, too, this is late summer. It's okay. I think, actually, 22nd or 3rd, the last date for this broadcast will be the first day of fall.
No kidding.
It's a guess, but I think I'm about right.
Pretty close, yeah.
And anyway, late summer and fall in the USA is football season.
It is. Just started this last week, as a matter of fact. American football.
For our third year now, WNQM, Medium Wave in Nashville, is the official station for the Memphis Tigers.
Yep.
And I didn't go to school at the University of Memphis, and neither did you.
No.
But there's now, you know, you have to sign in blood, a piece of paper that says, you know, to be in this building, you have to be a diehard Memphis Tiger follower.
This is the third year, I guess, right?
It is the third year.
And that has blended in real well with the
I love it.
With the overall layout of WNQM, our Medium Wave. And we don't, you know, I know it's mostly the spoken word and preaching, teaching, talk. But this has fit in well, and you haven't got any complaints.
It's fit in well, and the announcers and the way that they do the broadcast for the University of Memphis, it's polished, it's professional. Of course, they're pro-Memphis. That's the purpose of having your own home broadcasters.
Yeah.
But they really do their homework. They sound like they're good at what they do, the announcers. And the football team's improved a lot, too. So that may not be of interest to the shortwave listeners, but it is a really big deal in the USA in the fall and throughout the winter, American football.
American football is really no different in its popularity in the U.S. than football and soccer are in other places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still the same thing. The world over, you know, people like sports, you know, and they like to see the competition.
Competition, and
things like that. But it's interesting that this is 3 years on the Medium Wave that has been on, and I know that you've got a lot of people saying this is really a good thing. It is.
It is. You see comments on the web from folks that, in radio, Doc, you know this, you don't hear a lot of times from people who listen.
No.
But you'll see comments pertaining to the University of Memphis football that people are listening in Middle Tennessee on the radio.
Yep, that's neat
to see.
It's interesting, like you say, particularly in shortwave, too. I guess more so in shortwave. In shortwave radio, and I think this is true with all of our NASB and everybody across the, I mean, all those guys at HFCC, the different broadcasters or transmitter people, you get such a small percentage that actually respond, you know, but you got tons of people listening.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, you hear it sort of on the tertiary, you know, about things that happen. So, you know you're getting the listening there, but it's a pretty small percentage, I think, that of total listeners.
I think so. We had talked about
that's good, because you'd be filling out QSLs forever, man. No kidding.
You had talked about possibly discussing new programs, and I'm not really prepared to do that today.
That's fine.
But I did mention to you, and that's kind of how Memphis football came up in a way, too. Medium wave seems to be really hot right now.
That's
a lot
what
of folks signing up for medium wave broadcasting. Yeah. That's not to say there's no interest in shortwave, because we certainly have new broadcasters there, too. Mm-hmm. But let's save that maybe for the next show, 461. This time around, with you coming back from Miami, I really wanted to talk more about, I think our listeners, maybe you could give a little brief synopsis of frequency coordination.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
yeah, sure.
To have the second one, I believe, now in the U.S.
Right.
And just some of the... the cultural things there, and I know it was hot, but different folks from around the world in Miami, and how that
I think really, really frankly, yeah, it was hot, but that's okay. Miami in August, everybody knows it's going to be hot. But I think that, you know, of course, these things, you have people from 70, 80 countries and 80, 90 countries all around it, wherever the location is. And I really do think that the broadcasters that was from, you know, far away, offshore, really, really did like Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them that I talked to during the week were just real happy. I kept on hearing about Miami Vice. You know,
I do. I remember that.
You know, because a lot of these guys says, "Oh yeah, I remember watching Miami Vice." And I know as the guy from TDF in France was telling me, he says, "You know, we still listen, watch reruns of Miami Vice every day." He says
every day.
He says I feel like Sonny Crockett. You know, but I think a good time was had by all. And, you know, if you feel comfortable where you are, you tend to be able to work together pretty good. I just, you know, for me, Miami, you and I have been in Miami many times, you know, so it wasn't a whole lot to us. In fact, for me, it was only a 2-hour flight, which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
But for a lot of the guys, you know, like from the Orient, you know, from Europe, from South Africa, from the Middle East, they really did enjoy seeing.
And you talked about that comfort level when you travel. Not to say that there aren't new people involved, but
right.
There's a lot of the same old folks that come to these.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think the comfort level starts there.
You know,
even though there's negotiation and all that, you start out among friends. I think that's understood,
it
right?
It does. It doesn't matter it really doesn't matter. You know, you could be in Jordan, you could be in Kuala Lumpur, you could be in Paris, but the people you're working with, it's still almost always pretty much the same, or a lot of them are the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so your comfort level is strong right off the bat, you know. Yeah, you can share times, you know, discussions about the whatever city it is that you're in. But the real key is that you know who you're talking with, and you get along and you can make decisions. I did want to say too, Brady, just right off the top of my head, and we can talk about this later, but this DRM Titan 2 that they came out with, you know,
mm-hmm.
There's a picture of it. Anybody can go look at hfcc.org. You know, you don't have to be a member. You can look at it, and there's a big advertisement or a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is the closest it's been since me and you have ever been looking at those.
I'm glad you brought that up, because this has been the standard for 15 years, maybe. DRM,
maybe longer,
and it's talked about, and sometimes you just get tired of talking about it. But
let's
it sounds like, from what you said, the proof was right there. They've got this tablet
antenna.
Yeah. And they had it, what, $80 at this time
this
on a small order. The price only goes down as they order
more. It was $80. Somebody, Lauren Libby with AWRs ordered either 1,000 or 5,000 of them. So that's
still a small order, relatively speaking. I mean, the guy's putting some money into this. But what I wanted to talk about the most is not only the new, you know, we've all had this picture of a radio, and they've had radios.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tablet.
Yeah.
And this is a digital transmission.
Mm-hmm.
And from what you said, it was reliable throughout the conference.
Yeah.
Good quality sound. It didn't break up, go away.
No, it was great. And, you know, it's the kind of thing I think that a lot of people would be interested in, because it is a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
It does a lot of the other things that tablets do.
You can be on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I know, you know, you and I do that a lot.
Oh, yeah. I know that's one of your
favorites. We do mostly instant messaging between each other. Right?
Oh, sure, yeah. But it's about $80, and they said they're making a smaller one, the Titan 1, which are probably down to about $40 or something. But, you know, I didn't really think about it. You and I, like you say, we've heard this over and over for years, you know, and it's always radio. It's always got to be a radio. Well, this one comes out, and it's a tablet. It's an Android tablet.
How about that?
You know,
overall, we're in the media, you know, communications business. Mm-hmm. Maybe folks just kept pushing it to be a radio, and it didn't
really
fit
go.
That.
No.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I was thinking about it. If I had taken one of those older DRMs that they've come out with, like the 111 or something, if I took that into my class, any of my classes at school, and say, who wanted to buy one of these, I bet you wouldn't sell one of them. Mm-hmm. But I'll bet you take that tablet in, and everybody would want one. Because
curious.
So can I get on Facebook? Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's maybe that's a sign of what we in radio need to do, is try to adapt to new generations.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Radio can still be radio, but maybe it looks a little different. Or you know, you receive it in some different fashion.
Right. That's right. Because really,
you and I both carry radios with us in our pockets all the time, right?
Oh, we do.
You can stream CR.
Oh, you know.
I'm talking about smartphones.
Oh yeah,
Doc.
You can do it off your smartphone.
We're on TuneIn. We're on
all these.
How you listen kind of doesn't matter.
And the people really don't really. I honestly believe this. I don't think people care what the device is you listen to on. They just want to listen.
Now, if I had my preference, and I know you're the same way, if I had my preference, it's over the air.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
There's a lot of nostalgia there, and there's a degree of just kind of wonderment of how in the heck does this come from, you know, this country 5,000 miles away, and it makes it here. I'm listening to it in real time.
And that's the beauty. That's the beauty of this Titan too. Is it's an antenna. You are listening to it over the air.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can, like you said,
So that's an important thing to point out. DRM is digital, but it is truly over the air.
Oh, it is.
And the transmission emanated
from the Vatican Radio. That's
Vatican
over
Radio.
In like Rome. You know, like where we were. You know, at that time.
And I remember, shaped like a boot.
Shaped like a boot.
Yeah,
yeah. It sure was. Yeah, I think we were dealt with some boots when we was over there at one time. Those large.
I think that was in France,
I was not
there.
That's right. I remember now.
The boot is apparently a way to serve beer in Europe, and I've seen it actually in the U.S. too.
I think.
What I remember mostly about Rome is that we had a really brief stay in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a vending machine with cans of beer in it.
Yeah.
You could have been two years old.
Yeah. I mean, kids. There wasn't any, you know, I just don't know.
I didn't see that happen.
I didn't either. But, you know, this tablet, the Titan 2, you can go to hfcc.org and you'll see a big picture of it.
Check it out.
It's
good stuff. You saw it work. It's over the air.
Well, from Rome to
people
Miami.
People are really starting to change thinking about DRM,
I think it's actually
getting closer. 15 years, Doc, in the grand scheme of things, I would, in all seriousness, say you're an expert on products and development and things.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too long? Is that maybe just the start of something, or have they missed out?
Maybe we've just missed it. When I saw this thing as a tablet, I thought, why in the world didn't we think of that earlier? You know, because it's a multifunction thing. It's got a DRM app on it. And, yeah, it's an antenna, so you're not listening to it off TuneIn. I mean, you could, I guess, but that was actually off the air, you know. And, and yes, you could do other things. It's wireless. So,
free of data.
Right.
And you're going to have your anonymity that you want. You're not going to be on the web. That's becoming a bigger thing all the time.
Yeah.
Folks worried about security.
Yeah. But I would ask everybody to go take a look at hfcc.org and take a look at this Titan, too. You can see what it looks like. When that first order comes,
give them some feedback.
Yeah,
if you're interested, I'm sure they're looking to buy more.
It'll do more than just pick up DRM too. I mean, it's your whole tablet. It's kind of interesting.
So we're going to have about the same frequency schedule as we did last fall. We felt good about it. We got good feedback on it, and those frequencies are coordinated, as are the Caribbean beacons.
Yes, frequencies
that you take care of.
Nobody's around us. Those are all good. We did widen up some hours on 6115 and 15795. That you can look at and makes, you know, if you decide you want to do something with it. But we're clear, we're good to go, so that's all good.
All right, good to have you back. We'll see you around next time for show 461.
That'll be the first of fall, right?
It will.
All right.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated.
If there are questions you would like to have answered on the show, please send them to WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA.
You can always send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com.
That's askwwcr@wwcr.com.
No attachments, please.
Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.
Yeah.